Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, John, I got a topic. Hashtag topic alert for you. Actually, it's just a follow-up on our discussion with Mike
Follow-up
Schaefer.
Follow-up alert.
Follow-up alert. So we were talking about the offensive line early in the conversation. You remember the line, offensive line.
I do.
Donnie Raiola. Mm-hmm. Josh tweets in, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, I'm not sure there has ever been another Husker who has lived off of five quarters of football like Teddy P did in just over one game in 2021. I believe that's in response to some of the positivity around Teddy Prohaska. He is someone kind of like really most of the running back room for me, where I am definitely in, I need to see it before I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
You have to see it.
Need to see it, because he's right. He has lived off of that. It was a very short amount of time, very short amount of time that he lived off of.
But there's it's a deeper group this year, you know, mentioned, Micah Mazuka or Mazkua, depending on if you believe his spelling or his own pronunciation.
Yeah.
It's going to be the most confusing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the depth is there. But sure, you know, guys like Prohaska are going to have to be ones to actually show a little bit more of their worth. But I feel pretty good about the group as a whole.
I do too.
And, you know, hopefully that'll be enough to offset any concerns that we have for the moment about the running back room, and that running back room will come around at some point.
Yeah, it's funny. The running back room needs to be good for obvious reasons, but one of them is just the quarterback run game is going to be non-existing compared to last year.
Yeah, intending to do it.
Yeah, so how are you going to get a lot of yards on the ground? You know, I put it on the list. They will not have the second best rushing offense in the Big Ten this year.
Get the eggs.
Hell, I don't. What would be a good number for the rushing offense in the Big Ten? Top 10 now? With how many teams again? 18?
Yeah, right?
18
I really don't
teams?
Know. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard to say.
Top 12? 18 teams. Do you remember that? They have 18 teams.
Yes. Don't remind me. It's all
so
stupid. It's so stupid. Update before we get to Robin Washit. First off, yes, we will discuss, if you missed it, Chucky Hepburn has entered the transfer portal. I'm guessing there's at least two local teams that would be interested.
Oh, interesting. I wonder who wants him.
So we will definitely talk about that. But
tight.
The D1 baseball folks have put out their Wednesday or Thursday regional projections. Why are you getting triggered?
What do you mean triggered?
You do a weekly segment about this.
Yes.
I was just falling asleep. That's not getting triggered.
I never say anything about the marathon. I said
you want to wake me up before you go?
Jitterbug.
All right, tell me about your sport, John. What's going on with college baseball?
Our sport.
Nebraska's now, they're no
our
longer
nation.
In a host position, according to Kendall and
host.
The boys at D1.
Yeah, duh, because they're not good right now.
Yeah, they're a two seed in the Terre Haute region.
Terre Haute?
That'd be Indiana State there, Josh.
Indiana State? Why are they allowed to host this year?
Yeah, they hosted last year.
Didn't they not host the Supers? What did they not host? Didn't they like?
They did not host the Supers.
Okay.
Or weren't going to because the Special Olympics was taking place at Terre Haute.
That's right.
So yes, Nebraska a two seed, Creighton a three seed, mm-hmm. in the Oklahoma State region. So both teams showing up, but yes, Nebraska's fallen out of the host position.
Host? Why are these regions named after schools?
Well,
it's
because it's the host school. So
gotcha.
If your team, so if Nebraska were to host, it would be called the Lincoln region.
Got it.
Are you confused?
No.
Okay. Iowa City, if it was in Iowa City.
The Iowa City region.
Yep.
Yes.
They can't put in the names though, right?
Well, Iowa State doesn't play baseball.
That's why
not
they can't put it there.
Since 1996.
Yeah, or Madison, Wisconsin. Maybe that's why Chucky left.
The
Where's your baseball team? I want to watch baseball.
Iowa State stopped playing in 2001.
Oh, was it 2001? I thought it was 96.
I was there for the very last game.
Were you?
Nebraska played Iowa State in their last home game, and then I was also there for their last ever game because they got eliminated at the Big 12 tournament.
Did Nebraska beat them?
Was it? I think it was.
GBR.
Was it Nebraska that eliminated?
No, I meant in the other last game.
No, I think Iowa State beat Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
In their last home game.
Fire Dave Van Horn.
Well, they won the series.
Clones.
That team went to the College World Series. First one ever. Yes, I was there. Remember it well.
That's awesome, John.
And now they're gone.
You were younger than I am right now back in 2001.
They should bring it back.
Yes.
You were in your 20s. You were barely older than Nick.
I know.
And now look at you.
Yeah, now look at me.
Everything behind you.
These two have aged me terribly.
Nice.
Iowa State should bring back their baseball team for S's and G's.
Tweet that, Nick. Tweet at Iowa State Sports or whatever their handle is.
Yes,
and tell them to
bring back
baseball. Say, I'm Gen Z and I like baseball.
The crazy thing is, there used to be baseball at 3 of the 4 Division I institutions. And now it's down to just Iowa.
Sad.
Northern Iowa gave up baseball about 15 years ago.
Sad.
Or 10 years ago, whatever it was. Now this.
Yeah, and Sam points out, 1957 CWS third place Iowa State baseball team, an achievement that hasn't been obtained by the Huskers. Look at that. Iowa State made it all the way to the third place game or whatever it was back then. It was a weird time in the 50s. People were making babies. Baby boomers were all the rage.
People are still making babies today.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, we'll have stats on that coming up a little bit later on, but Robin Washett will join us next on 1620 The Zone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.